Hello, it's Tuesday, the 23rd of April, in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with a different kind of news. It's prophecy night. And every Tuesday and probably every Thursday, myself and Christine are going to look at the latest prophecy news because we are living in unbelievable times, biblical times. And Christine is our in-house prophet as such. So
Well,
evening or afternoon for you.
yes, good evening. I love you. This is going to be so exciting, and this is so my heart. And I'm excited to share. I'm excited to get into some of this because while I love truth and I love sharing truth with you guys through news, news is depressing. And it's
And
rarely.
you have been down the depths of hell with hip hop and Diddy, haven't you?
I kind of have, yeah. And it's just, you walk away feeling so grungy, you know, you
Grubby. Yeah,
just because
grubby.
you had to look at it. Yeah, you don't even, yeah.
So listen,
So.
we've talked this evening very briefly. You've blown my mind with what you've showed to me, but we're only going to do a section tonight, and
Yes,
it's
and
over
we'll.
to you.
Okay. So I'm going to give you guys just a real quick recap of my day, and you'll have to listen to tomorrow for part two. So here's kind of the way God spoke to me today. It was very interesting. Number one, he woke me up at 6:30 in the morning, which he never does. I'm not a morning person. It's not my forte. I don't usually function or talk to anyone before noon unless I must. Just, yeah.
You know, we don't.
Yeah, just tried. I try to steer clear of all that. But he woke me up and he just kind of started talking to me. And all I heard one word from him today. And the word was, I just lost it. That is so funny. It wasn't processed, but it started with a P. Anyway, he basically just dropped a little nugget in my head as I was having coffee, which I again never do in the morning, but I did. So I start looking around for some prophecy, something to kind of plug into. And the first thing I saw after I looked at True Social and saw something interesting, which is what we'll get into tomorrow, I found Dr. Patricia. And I know Dr. Patricia. I've followed her for years. She is a wonderful prophet of the Lord. She just has a beautiful heart. And she does not put a lot out. She's on YouTube. You can find her under the Dr. Patricia Show. But when she puts out prophecy, it's powerful. And this was. And I would like to cover this with you. And then we'll get into how this is going to lead us in to our news tomorrow. And it's so beautiful.
Well, it will,
So
tomorrow, tomorrow, and we'll do more of it if, you know, when we do the
it'll
prophecy
all
show on
come
Thursday.
together. Yeah, for sure. So she had a prophecy that she gave this morning, like I said, about Passover. And if you know, we are on day two of Passover, which goes from now until next Monday. So we are 2 days into a 7-day process here, and it's a season of it's a very poignant time for the Lord. And he spoke to her very clearly, and he told her he loves books, that he has books that only he knows. He reads, he writes, he knows all. And she said, you know, why do you read books if you know everything? And he said, because I like books. I like to read. So, you know, and he told her knowledge is about to increase on this earth. and that this Passover is going to be a marker. And as such, it will be remembered as before Passover and after Passover. So God is making a very big statement about the week we are currently in. And I want to really zoom in tight on that, okay? He told her that what we're going to remember from the past, when we look back next week to this week, we will remember coming out of the darkness of slavery and bondage and shame and sickness and lack and distress, anguish, fear, depression, anxiety, and suicidal thoughts. And that next week, after Passover, the slaves will be set free. He said the slave masters will be removed. And that all of those sealed by his son's blood, the blood of Jesus, they will not fear the terror by day, nor the darkness by night, the arrows by night. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Only with your eyes will you see the reward of the wicked. And I guarantee you, he has saved up some great reward for the wicked. This Passover is a dividing line. And as soon as it's over, the world is going to break out in a worldwide revival like we have never seen on this earth. He said it is time for his people to come into agreement with him over these five things. And if we can agree with God on these five things, we will see it come to pass. We need to agree for the complete salvation for all of our family, loved ones, and friends worldwide. We need to believe that the gospel will be preached worldwide. We need to believe that the quantum financial system is here and ready to go, and it is backed by gold and silver and precious metals. That love, joy, and peace will reign on this earth, and that the evil, wicked, satanic scum on this earth will be judged greater than any time in history outside of the flood. And I agree to all of that. I agree.
You know, I've always said it, Christine.
All of that.
I've said it, Christine. I have said we haven't got anything to worry about. There is going to be something so biblical that's going to change everything.
You know what I've been saying
for so long.
That's why this excited me so much, because Numbers 16, 31 through 33 talks about the earth opening up and swallowing the wicked, all of them at once, and their families. We are expecting a biblical turn of events, literally within a week, to happen that's going to shift this world from what you currently know to what you've been dreaming of your entire life. And it is finally here. Praise the Lord. I'm so excited, y'all. Just the way this entire thing came about will be a story for another day, and we're going to keep today really short and sweet. But I want to give you guys this prophecy. I am going to link this prophecy in this video or in the podcast here so you have it. But I want to let you know a little bit about what we're going to talk about tomorrow, because the way it all came about today was God. And when he starts showing me things like this, I know it's true. And I had someone that I am connected with, but that I have never personally talked to myself, reach out to me today, first thing this morning, and she asked me to watch a video. And I told her I'd be happy to. And so I did. This video was of Pascal Najati, N-A-J-A-D-I. His father, Hussein, founded the WEF with Klaus Schwab way back when. In the 80s, his father left because he was just disgusted at the WEF and the turn they had taken. And he didn't want any part of that at all. And they assassinated him in Malaysia. Now, this gentleman is coming out, and he came out and spoke to Alex Jones. And he is bold and very upfront, and he has no problem speaking his heart, his mind, and truth. And when someone speaks like, he speaks like Trump. He speaks like somebody, you can't, you know, liars are shifty, right? They're always thinking of, what did I say last time? And the story has to fit, and you've got notes, or you know, he doesn't do any of that. He's just speaking very clearly. And I watched the entire video. Dean watched the entire video. When, and the lady that had sent it to me, another beautiful Christian sister in Christ, sent me the video. And she was moved when she watched it. It just pulled her heart. It pulled her soul. She recognized truth. Your soul knows truth. Right? That's our discernment. When I watched it, I recognized truth. Now, there are some things that are impossible at this time to confirm or deny that he's saying. But when someone is telling you truth all the way through something, most, you know, you can generally trust what they're saying, right? So I didn't have any major red flags with him or anything that jumped at me as someone who wouldn't be above board. I'm going to do a little more research because yeah. I always do. And I have watched some of his older things and whatever, but I just want to do a little deep diving into him. And we're going to cover more about his story tomorrow.
Yeah. And I'm actually going to watch it. And have a look myself, but you know, I will definitely some of the stuff he I will pick out some parts and just, go on a deep dive and try and verify, you know, just get some other sources
just to make the connection between the prophecy we just gave and his story. He is basically saying at the end of it all, he said, that basically we're at the showtime, the grand finale. It's all about to break. And that we can expect probably a 10-day stay-at-home order while they collect all the trash off the streets and send them to Gitmo. However, he confirms that many have already been there, have already had tribunals, have already been executed. And he is name dropping like you would not believe. And it is beautiful. And we'll see how all this ends. But it's very exciting. He did say that he's expecting the full disclosure to start June 1st. And we're not far from that. So, like I said, time will tell. Time will tell. But
what
it's
time to be
very
alive.
Exciting. What a time to be alive. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, that's it for tonight. I hope you've all enjoyed the first episode of our Prophecy News. We'll be back with the nightly news tomorrow with Jason, myself, and Christine Katzaway on a training course. Hi, Kat, Kim, and all of you wonderful Welsh ladies. And I think Christy will be joining us, actually. Christy's joined the team, but we will introduce you to her tomorrow. LibertyTactics.co.uk, ExposingTheLie.info, Truth Social Q Team, awesome. If you'd like to support the show, we would very much appreciate it. You can buy us a coffee. We are no longer on PayPal because we got thrown off PayPal over 2 years ago now. So, yeah, that's it for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. Good night.
God bless, guys.